Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Scarsdale, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents I Love My Office with this week's winner, Child Care Council of Westchester. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my buddy, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our great engineer. And we want to let you know, I Love My Office is brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerenek, Oasis Day Spa of Dobbs Ferry, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina of White Plains, MSM Designs of Tarrytown, the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, and Jay Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr. And by the way, coming soon, PM Amusements and Special Events and Edible of East Chester. That's coming up soon, next month, as a matter of fact. We also want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson. But before I begin, Matt and I have a question for you.
Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Well, how would you like to be a part of this wonderful contest? It's so easy. All you have to do is log on to our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the I Love My Office icon, you click it, and enter all your office information, and just like that, you are in it to win it. And you can win fabulous prizes like these, for example. We have a bouquet of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals. We have an assortment of chocolates from Chocolations, lunch from our friends at Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, tickets to the Capitol Theater, and much more. But here's the best part of it all. Wait for it. A live broadcast with us, Westchester Talk Radio, direct from your office. Sound good? Good luck. And now I'm happy to bring in our very first guest representing our winning office. We've talked to her before. She's a good friend of ours, the executive director of the Child Care Council, and that is Kathy Hallis. Wow. Kathy, good to have you, and congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for being here. We do have a great office.
And you have two reasons to celebrate, because not only are you the winning office this week, you're also celebrating your golden anniversary this year, so you have to be very happy about that.
We are ecstatic about that. We have a big event coming up on Thursday, October 18th, at the Captain Lawrence Brewing facility, and it's going to be great. Hope to see you there.
Can't wait for it. They'll be here before you know it. Well, let's talk more about the Child Care Council for those who may not be familiar with it. You are a one-stop shop.
We are.
Location for resources for both parents and employers for early child care, because it is so critical, because they are the future of this county's workforce, isn't it?
They are. They are. Well, they make it possible for today's workforce to actually go to work and focus on work. And yes, they are the beginning of the pipeline for tomorrow's workforce. Absolutely true. We also work with about 750 child care and after-school businesses that actually, you know, provide the services and the care to make it all happen.
Yeah, it's really a collaboration that really does make a difference, because as we see, you know, on a nationwide basis, I mean, 70% of mothers in this country work, 82% of single fathers, and not to mention the couples, you know, how much they work too.
Right, everybody's working, pretty much. So, and without, you know, safe, reliable child care, it's next to impossible. So,
yeah, it is. And so let's talk about some of these resources that are available to both the parents and the employers. What kind of resources can they use?
Okay. Well, I want to point out that all the services are free. And we've been in the business, you know, for 50 years now, and we have a database with all kinds of child care and after school options, and we have trained counselors who know the business very, very well, who are here eager to help parents, whether it might be somebody moving into the community for the first time, or somebody who's been here for a while but just had a baby, you know, whatever their situation is, we're here to help. And we can not only give them referral options, but we can give them a host of resources and tips to really guide their exploration for the child care after school program that will work for them. Because there are many options out there, and it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. It's really important that parents go into this really knowing what it is they want and how to evaluate what they see.
How critical is affordable, reliable child care for parents in this county?
Oh, it's, you know, it's critical. We talk to parents all the time about this, and, you know, I'm in a, you know, my kids are very old. I'm actually a grandmother now, and my own son, after he had the birth of his child, called me up and said, oh my goodness, you know how hard it is to find childcare. I said, yeah, it is. And there was a report out, I think, just yesterday on the media about the cost of childcare. And it is, for many families, as expensive to pay for childcare as it is to pay for their rent or mortgage.
Is that right?
So that's an additional challenge, yeah. And we have somebody here who helps parents who might be eligible for the public childcare subsidy, which can be an enormous help to parents. And there are some programs that offer scholarship help. And again, we can kind of, you know, talk to parents about that as well.
It is. Let's talk about your office here since we're here. How big is your staff?
40 people, 40 wonderful people. And today we some folks have brought in their children. So, yeah, we have some extra people here today.
Yeah, we're located
which is
here.
Great. We love that.
It's 313 Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale is where we are today.
Yep.
Again, a very festive atmosphere here for the reasons we've had, winning the office contest. And, of course, as I said, your 50th going all in all year long.
Yeah. Yes, we have been celebrating all year long. So, for sure, today is more special because you're all here and we're being able to, you know, celebrate our office. But we've been having a series of events all year to recognize our 50th. So it's been a lot of fun. We have kind of a, you know, a festive group here anyway.
And let's talk about that. We have about a minute remaining. It's coming up October 18th at Captain Lawrence in Elmsford.
Yes.
What exactly will people see when they come to the celebration?
Well, you know, we want to make sure that everybody has a good time. So that's why we chose that particular, you know, venue. We want it to be, you know, very enjoyable. But we're also recognizing some wonderful honorees. Dr. Marcia Gordon, who's president, CEO of the Business Council of Westchester, Clarfeld Financial Services, and Marion Wright Edelman and her husband, Peter Edelman. So we want to communicate that support from the broad community is very important, and we've been lucky to receive that here. And also that it childcare and making sure the kids have great opportunities from the get-go, it's really, you know, of national importance.
Well, if anybody wants more information, they can go to the website to find out more, right?
Yes, or call us up. Sure.
Monday
we want
Friday?
As many people to join in the celebration as possible.
Okay, well, that's great information. Well, Kathy, congratulations to all of you again. Not
Thank
only
you.
Your 50th, but winning I Love My Office. Good
Thank
to see you.
Thank you for being here. Thanks
appreciate
so much.
It. Thank you, Kathy.
Bye.
Kathy Ellis, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of the Child Care Council of Westchester, not only celebrating their golden anniversary, but more importantly for today, they are this week's winners of I Love My Office. My name is Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shar Creative. And we're going to step aside for this short break, and we will come back with more of the show right after this word of interest. Stay with us.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the offices of the Child Care Council of Westchester here in Scarsdale, New York. They are this week's winners of I Love My Office. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host for the proceedings and my buddy, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our great engineer. I Love My Office brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Oasis Day Spa of Dobbs Ferry, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina of White Plains, MSM Designs of Tarrytown, the Capitol Theater in Portchester, and J. Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr. And coming soon, by the way, PM Amusements and Special Events and Edible of Eastchester. And we also want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. And by the way, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. Yes, we are here at the winning office this week. Child Care Council of Westchester, two reasons to celebrate. Not only as the winning office, they're also celebrating their golden anniversary year. They've been doing it all year long. And joining us, our very next guest, we're happy to have Juanita Pope. She has two roles here. She's office manager and community events manager, and you've been here 13 years. Wow, that's great.
It has been great. Yes, I have.
Why do you love working here?
Well, I love the atmosphere here at the Child Care Council of Westchester. Everybody's always warm and passionate about the work that they do. And everyone has experience in child care, and they have relations to child care. And they either are raising a child or they come from a background of, you know, educational, professional experience in child care programs. So to work at the Child Care Council with our mission to promote and to increase the quality of early care education into child care programs throughout Westchester. It's just great to work with people that actually care about what they do.
Before you had these two roles, you've been here for 13 years. You worked in other departments here, correct?
Yes, I did.
And what were they?
Okay. Well, before I came to the Child Care Council of Westchester, I was actually an executive assistant at a child care program here in Westchester, and I started here as a registrar. A registrar actually monitors the child care programs that are in the homes and after-school programs throughout Westchester, so I'm able to help providers who are interested in opening daycare centers in their homes and after-school care.
So that's what you bring in as far as your own experiences to this office?
Absolutely. My prior experience working in a child care program, my prior experience actually being the second oldest of 15 was a great experience too, just from babysitting and always being in a home full of other children and being the second oldest. So I always was passionate about working with children as far as growing up with all of my little siblings in the household.
So you've had that for a long, long time. So, I mean, it's just fun to work with these kids face-to-face, getting to know them and their personalities, their characteristics.
Absolutely. I do miss working in a child care program, so I do, on my free time, I do volunteer and go to help at cheerleading squads where I'm able to still work with the youth, or I'll volunteer at different programs. They're doing particular events just so I can still have my hands-on experience with children.
Now, as the office manager in community events, so we have the 50th anniversary Regala that's coming up. It's going to be at Captain Lawrence. Do you have any direct involvement with that?
Oh, yes. We're full hands in right now. We're less than 2 months away from our 50th celebration coming up October 18th. We're full, really excited. As you can see, our office space is decorated. Happy 50th anniversary all throughout. And I will definitely be there. And we're just looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. We have three great honorees that's going to be there as well. Just looking forward to that day.
And as far as today, some wonderful gifts we brought to you today. I just want to point them out for our audience. We have a bouquet of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals, and also an assortment of chocolates from Chocolations, and that great lunch that we're all enjoying from our friends at Sundance Kitchen and Cantina at White Plains. That's just the start of that.
Yeah, absolutely. They did a wonderful job. And we also have Oasis Day Spa that's here. That's a big hit, and employees are able to enjoy some short massages. This is a great event. I'm glad you guys are doing this.
And, of course, one of the other prizes, we give tickets to the Capitol Theater in Chester. They always have exciting events as well. So, but again, as far as this 50 years, that's really remarkable how long that this has been going on, and the need, for childcare, affordable childcare, early childcare here in this county.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to keep going for 50 more years for the children of Westchester too.
And again, if anybody would like more information, there are two ways that they can get that. They can either go to the website, you can say what the website is, or you can call, and it's during the week, Monday through Friday, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. They can call us at any time. We're here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We do have late hours as well on Tuesday evenings for those parents looking for childcare, looking for assistance for childcare. And our website is 24/7, and it's easy to navigate, and it's available.
Very good. Juanita Pope, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations, not only on your 50th anniversary here at the Child Care Council, but more importantly, winning I Love My Office today.
Yep, thank you so much, and we're so glad you're here.
Thank you very much. That's Juanita Pope, ladies and gentlemen. Again, she is office manager and community events manager with the Child Care Council of Westchester in Scarsdale. That's where broadcasting live Westchester Talk Radio is. I Love My Office. My name is Jim Cleefield. Just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for this short break and return right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Scarsdale, New York, at the offices of Child Care Council of Westchester. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and my buddy, the mixmaster, Maddie the K. McKay, and the great engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Oasis Day Spa of Dobbs Ferry, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina of White Plains, the Capitol Theater in Portchester, and Jay Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr, and coming soon, PM Amusements and Special Events and Edible of Eastchester. And we're also produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And yes, we are here broadcasting live at Child Care Council of Westchester. Some beautiful gifts that came here today. Again, an assortment of chocolates from Chocolations, and we also have a bouquet of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals. Great lunch from Sundance Kitchen and Cantina. And yes, we have free massages today going on from Oasis Day Spa. They are doing a wonderful job. Well, joining us right now, we have our very next guest, Elizabeth Rodano, and she is Infant Toddler Regional Coordinator here with the Child Care Council. Good to have you with us, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Why do you love working at this office?
I love working at this office because I am really devoted to improving the quality of early childhood education for the children in Westchester and in America as a whole. And I get to do some really cool work. I get to work with infant and toddler providers, so not only in family and group family programs, but also in child care centers. I get to work with the teachers, the directors, and really help everybody improve their practice so that we're giving kids what they deserve.
Well, it's so critical for that early childhood development because if they get that head start, I mean, they can become the future of Westchester's workforce. That's why it is so critical for the parents, for the employers. It's win-win for everybody if that becomes successful.
That is true. And this is also just a really fun place to work. We have a great team of people who are all really committed to kids and really committed to each other. So nobody is ever alone here. There's always somebody to help you. And the administration here really firmly believes in helping everybody to seek out their passions and to follow through on them, which is nice.
So what's it like on a day-to-day basis working as the coordinator for the infant toddler regional program? I mean, there's a lot to that, right?
There is a lot to that. So what the title Infant Toddler Regional Coordinator means is that I coordinate all of the infant toddler specialist activity for the Hudson Valley region. So not just Westchester, but also Rockland, Orange, Sullivan, Ulster, Putnam, and Dutchess. There is one other specialist that works kind of in tandem with me, and I basically compile all of the reports and the data and deliver it to all of the appropriate offices. So the Early Care and Learning Council, the executive directors of the other child care councils in different counties. And then I also work one-on-one with child care staff and providers, and I provide a lot of training for parents, for the community, for child care educators.
So, I mean, it's really important, you know, for the parents and employers. They all have to work together, and the council has been so valuable. As we said, this is your 50th year. I mean, it's been around for 50 years for a reason, because there is such a need for this kind of childcare.
This is true. And we love kids in this office. You might be able to hear them, but there are children of our staff here today, which is really exciting. And there are always children here. We're very open. So when families come for appointments with our subsidy specialist or a family provider is looking to open up and has children, they're welcome to come. We have toys in the waiting room, and we all just love having them here.
Yeah, as I look around the office, we do have some toys available for the kids to play with while their parents perhaps are talking to some providers or administrative staff if they have any questions here. Really, it really is a fun office, it looks like here.
It is a really fun office. We have a lot of fun. As I said, we have great communication. You'll find us chatting with one another across departments, just enjoying each other outside of work, going out to lunches together, different functions. It is truly a really great place to work. The people make it worth it, and everybody being committed to quality early care and education.
It's a very big staff here. They said about 40 people work here? It's quite a big staff. That's what I was told.
It's about between 30 and 40, I would say, depending on the season. We are, I believe, one of the largest child care resource and referral agencies in New York State. And part of that is because Westchester is so dense, and there is a huge need here for child care. We have a lot of child care centers. We have even more family and group family programs, and we have a lot of children. So there is definitely a need. Our provider services department, they register all of the family, group family, and school-age child care programs, and they're our largest department. And that speaks to the fact that there are so many child care facilities in the county.
That's good to hear. Well, again, they're celebrating 50 years. And again, if anybody would like more information, the website, by the way, it is childcarewestchester.org is the website they can go to. And as far as the direct line, they could also call that too if they have any questions. Again, Monday through Friday. If they have any questions about the program or they want to, and they need some help for their child, they can do that, right?
Absolutely. And if you are an early educator looking for training opportunities, visit our website. Our calendar is up. We offer lots of really fun and innovative trainings for you.
All right, Elizabeth Rodano, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations to you and everybody on winning I Love My Office this week.
Thank you so much.
Elizabeth Rodano, she again is the Infant Toddler Regional Coordinator for the Child Care Council of Westchester. That encompasses the entire Hudson Valley region, not just Westchester. My name is Jim Cleefield, and again, this is I Love My Office. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live today from the offices of the Child Care Council of Westchester here in Scarsdale, New York. This week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and my buddy, the Mixmaster, Mandy the K-Mac, and our great engineer. Well, I just want to acknowledge, of course, some of our wonderful sponsors for helping out today. We have a beautiful bouquet of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh. We got assortments of chocolates and chocolations. The lunch being provided today by Sundance Kitchen and Cantina. And Oasis Day Spa giving away some free massages. And that's just to name a few some of the prizes we have today. And I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest representing this winning office. We have, the Assistant Director of Provider Services. And she's with us here today. And your name?
Lindsay Icavello.
Lindsay Icavello. How many years have you been here, Lindsay?
13.
13 years. In this particular role?
I started as a registrar and then was promoted to registration coordinator and then promoted again to the assistant director of provider services.
Why do you love working here at this office? I mean, it seems like it's a real fun place to work.
I do love working at the office because of the people that we work with. There's always a great energy here and everybody is very passionate about what we're doing, so it makes coming to work a joyous experience.
Now tell us, let's get into more of what you do as the Assistant Director of Provider Services. Do you work directly with some of the providers? Do you have conversations with them? What exactly do you do?
I help to supervise three of our departments. So we supervise the registration contract, which helps providers obtain a license to operate a program, and we also inspect them and monitor their compliance. I also help to supervise the legally exempt department, which allows friends and relatives to provide childcare to people in their their lives and receive subsidy payments for it. And I also supervise our child adult care food program.
So if a provider is looking to get a license, you're the person they would contact. Is it a very complicated process?
It is about a 90-day process, and we usually are the first step in that process. They can reach out to us, and we provide free information sessions for them and technical assistance to help them through the various trainings and policies they have to develop in the application process. It's not too complicated, but they do require a fair bit of assistance to make sure that everything runs smoothly when they open up.
Well, we should mention, I mean, this is the Child Care Council of Westchester, but you do serve the Hudson Valley region as well.
We do provide technical assistance. I mean, we only do licensing for the Hudson, for Westchester, but we do provide technical assistance to any provider who contacts us.
What are some of the most frequently asked questions that you get from a prospective provider that wants to get a license, wants to get involved to help, you know, with the kids and any program like that?
Typically, the first question people will want to know is related to demographics. How many child care programs are there in their area? What is the viability of starting a business in that area? And depending on where in Westchester you are, there are large quantities of providers in certain areas. So if people are looking to move or to relocate to start their program, they'll want an estimate of how many providers are in the area. And then basically, they just want to know how it works, how many children they can care for, the records that they have to keep, the different tax and labor laws they have to follow. So usually we start with the basics and then walk them through the process after that.
So even after that provider program is established, I mean, they continue to communicate with you as far as the process along the way, the steps they have to take to make sure that they, as you say, are in compliance and running their program the way it should be, right?
Yes. Well, we're responsible for the oversight of family daycare programs, which are programs operating in people's homes. And we're also responsible for the oversight of school-age child care programs, which are basically after-school programs. So they'll reach out to us for anything that they could possibly need, whether it be assistance or guidance. But we also are the people who go in and make sure that the children are safe and the programs are operating in compliance with state regulations.
We really should emphasize that, Lindsay, about keeping these kids safe. That's where this organization comes in, knowing that that child, while their parents are working, it could be a single parent or a two-parent family, that they will be in a safe, caring, nurturing environment. That's what that's all about, right?
Yes, that's basically the goal of any of the departments here at the Child Care Council, making sure the children of Westchester are receiving the best child care possible. No matter what their economic status is or where in Westchester they live, we want to make sure that all children are safe and healthy and well cared for.
Because again, it is win-win because they do represent the future of Westchester or perhaps even the Hudson Valley's workforce, wherever they do. It all starts here, right?
Exactly. I mean, without making sure children have a proper start in life, there's studies show that having quality early care and education will help them be successful in the rest of their lives. So we want to make sure to give all the children in Westchester and all of New York the best start that they can have.
And if anybody wants more information, again, we can give the website. Again, it is it's childcarewestchester.org. That's the website?
Yes.
And they can call anytime during the week, right?
They can call, email, anything that they need. We're always here.
Lindsay Iacovello, Assistant Director of Provider Services, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on winning I Love My Office, and congratulations to all of you on your 50th anniversary, too.
Thank you. Thank you for this lovely party.
Well, we appreciate it. Lindsay Iacovello, ladies and gentlemen, again, Assistant Director of Provider Services with the Child Care Council of Westchester, again, celebrating 50 years, but also the winner of I Love My Office this week. I'm Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. More after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And we're back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the offices of the Child Care Council of Westchester, celebrating their 50th anniversary. But more importantly for today, they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. I'm Jim Cleveland, your host for the proceedings, along with the mix master, Maddie the K-Mac, and my buddy, the great engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist of Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerindac, Oasis Day Spa of Dobbs Ferry, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains, MSM Designs in Tarrytown, the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, and Jay Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr. And coming soon, PM Amusements and Special Events, and Edible of Eastchester.
Do you love your office, Jim? I mean, really love your office?
Good question, Mixmaster, because I have this for you at home. If you want to enter our contest, this is what you do. It's so easy. You just log onto our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the I Love My Office icon, you click it, and enter all your office information. And just like that, you're in it to win it. And some of the prizes we have, well, let me show you. We have a bouquet of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals. We have an assortment of chocolates from Chocolations and that wonderful lunch provided by Sundance Kitchen and Cantina. And some free massages being given out by Oasis Day Spa. That's just a handful of some of the prizes. And joining us right now, we have as our next guest representing this winning office, we have with us Dana Lawless. She is Director of Development here for the Child Care Council. Dana, you have been here for 5 years as of October, right?
Correct.
What do you love working here?
It's a wonderful place to be, and as you can see, I'm here with my kids today because it's an organization that really supports its employees and families, and so I'm happy to bring my kids here today, and that's just one part of why I love being here and the positive energy and knowing that I'm making a difference at the end of the day and working with great people while doing so.
So as a working mom, certainly you kind of bring that perspective to the job, right?
Absolutely. It gives me a lot of experience on both sides and makes me understand how really truly important what it is, you know, we're doing here at the council.
It's really critical, early child care development, because again, it's the first step to establishing their life and work down the road, because they are the future of Westchester's workforce and they don't want to get left behind. And as a working mom, you can understand that.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I think, you know, I started here when my oldest child was 4 months old. And at that time, I really had a lot of misconceptions about childcare, and it was really working here that helped me understand that, you know, 0 to 5 is a tremendous time for brain development and growth. And I, as a result, I switched my daughter really quickly. I found that I was very unhappy in the childcare setting that she was in, and got her in somewhere quick where now my other daughter attends as well, and they're just absolutely thriving. And you know, working here has been fulfilling for me professionally, but then also as a mom, it's really just benefited me as a mom and made me learn more and put my kids in a better situation so that they're better prepared for their futures.
As the director of development, so what are the daily responsibilities for you?
Many hats. Do a lot of different things here. A lot of it, of course, is event-centric. And right now, we are planning our 50th anniversary in October at Captain Lawrence. So that's really taking a lot of my time. But every year, we also focus on Giving Tuesday, which is a social media campaign dedicated to giving back. We do all sorts of other appeals. And as my daughter, I just tell my daughter one more second.
What's her name?
This is Elise. Elise.
Hi, Elise.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I think she's microphone shy.
Yeah.
But again, as I said, you know, as a working mom, I mean, you can certainly relate and appreciate to the fact that the kids need that early child care. They certainly are having a great time here. We have some toys here at the front of the office where we're located from. But again, you said many hats that you have as the development director. I mean, not just the events, the gala, but just so much you have to deal with on a daily basis. So you kind of juggle things a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And maybe something that sometimes people, I also only work here part-time. I work 3 days a week, and then so that I can be home 2 days with my kids. And it's hard to take one hat off and then put the other on. And so I find a lot of crossover between the things that I do. But it's a wonderful place to work where they're very supportive. So I'm able to sort of do some things from home when I need to on my off days. But then if I need to bring in a kid who is sick or something, it's a wonderful place to work. And it tends to be a juggle, but it's a wonderful juggle that I love doing. And I feel very satisfied working, know that I can show my kids what an importance it is to do something good and to work and be fulfilled that way as well as being a mom.
Well, it's great to have that flexibility, to me, to be home with your kids, be able to work here, so that way you kind of balance the two out. I mean, we talk about that work-life balance, so you seem to be an epitome of that.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks to Kathy Hallis.
She's great. The executive director, we talked to her at the start of the show. So again, 5 years, it's hard to believe. Has it gone that quickly?
Yes. To think that my oldest was 4 months when I started here and now she's going into kindergarten is a bit trippy for me. My colleague Mike Goldman is also coming up on his 5-year anniversary in September as well. And so it's been a fun ride to stay on together. And especially now that we're preparing for the 50th, it really feels like it's coming to an important milestone that we're really looking forward to make as successful as possible. So it's been a lot of fun. Gone by fast.
It all began in 1968, 50 years ago. And that gala, by the way, will be October 18th at Captain Lawrence in Elmsford. And I guess there are tickets available, right? I guess they can call for information if they're interested in coming to that. We will certainly be there. We'll be broadcasting live.
Yes, you're actually a sponsor of the event, thanks to Andrew Castellano. And tickets are available online at childcarewestchester.org.
And that's the website where anybody can go for information, not only about the gala, but any questions they may have. They may be a parent for the child that may be interested in your services, so they can talk about that too.
Absolutely. It's all there.
Dana Wallace, Director of Development, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on winning our contest, and good luck to everybody.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Good luck to your kids, too. They're really sweet. Dana Wallace, ladies and gentlemen, again, we're broadcasting live from the Child Care Council in Westchester. Their office is here in Scarsdale. They are this week's winners of I Love My Office, and again, 50 years they've celebrated. My name is Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back with more of the show in just a moment.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we are broadcasting live from the offices of Child Care Council of Westchester. This week's winners of the I Love My Office contest, and oh, by the way, celebrating their golden anniversary, 50 years this year. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mackay, and our great engineer. And again, they are this week's winners of I Love My Office. And our final guest for the proceedings we have with us, Dana Doyle, and she is Professional Development Coordinator. You've been here 7.5 years, is that right?
That's correct, 7.5 years. I started April 2011.
Tell us what it's like to work here and why do you love working here with the Child Care Council?
I've always been in early childhood education. I was an early educator for 25 years and decided that I really enjoyed speaking about it and consulting and doing trainings. And I found this position where I am able to do that full time. What I do is I coordinate all the trainings at the Child Care Council, design trainings, and present trainings to early childhood educators that are looking to fulfill their 30 hours of training. And working here is very fulfilling for me because it touches on exactly what I'm passionate about, and also the people that I work with are also passionate about the same thing.
And they have a very sizable staff. I think about 30 to 40 people actually work here at the council, and some of them work directly with the providers, the kids. It's really all about early child care and why it's so critical, not only in Westchester, but the entire Hudson Valley region as well. You don't just serve Westchester, even though you're located here, but the whole region is that.
Exactly. We serve the whole region, and we provide services that help to increase the quality of early childhood programs in Westchester County.
And again, because it really starts with that 0 to 5, that's really the most critical part of a child's life, that early stage.
Yes, birth to 5 is the most important developmental stage of a human's life, yes. So we play a big part in who these little people become later on in life.
So tell us what it's like on a day-to-day basis for you working in your job. You've got a lot of experience with child care coming into this, so that really is helpful for you.
Yes, it is. My day varies, as does everybody in the professional development department. Sometimes we're training, sometimes we're doing office work, sometimes we're in programs doing what they call technical assistance, coaching and assessing and mentoring teachers. So every day is different, and that's another part of my job that I like. It's not the same every single day.
You work directly with the schools?
I work directly with the early childhood programs, yes.
And what are some of the most frequently asked questions that you get, or concerns that people may have about child care?
In regards to the teachers?
Yes.
I guess one of the biggest issues that we address a lot is helping teachers to cope with behavior management issues that come up in the classroom and children with special needs.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because it's not just for the mainstream, but special needs kids as well, those, let's say, who are on the autism spectrum. You do help those kids as well, right?
Yes, they get integrated into the classrooms with the typically developing children, so we have to help the teachers to figure out a way to integrate them and support them in a way that's going to be beneficial for them.
Because I think they said, the odds of a child having autism really have it's like 1 in 50 right now. I mean, it seems to have gotten smaller and smaller, the ratio. I mean, it's becoming a very big problem out there.
Yes, the spectrum of autism spectrum has grown and increased. But I think also that we're more aware of the symptoms now. And I think that years ago, children who may have been on the spectrum weren't really diagnosed back then. So I think that we're better at diagnosing now.
So getting more into the professional development side. So, I mean, there's a lot of, you wear a lot of hats, I guess, to do something like that, right?
Yeah, because sometimes when we're in programs, we're not only just training and coaching and mentoring, but we'll get down and dirty with the kids and start cleaning up and painting with them and, getting involved in activities. So, yeah, we do wear many hats.
As we're here in this office, as we're broadcasting, that we do have some kids here. We just talked to a mom who actually works here. She brought her two kids. So let's say when a parent comes in, I mean, they have toys to play with here. It's a very, very fun, nurturing, caring environment. And I think that really speaks to what child care is all about, because the kids should be in that caring environment to know that they'll feel safe, whether their parents are working or whether they're home with them.
Yes, we make the environment a very, very child-friendly environment, and everybody here is very in tune to children and their needs. And it's great for the staff, too, because a lot of mothers are here. We're all working moms. And the administrative team, the executive director, is very, very open to allowing employees' children to come here, spend the day if need be.
Yeah, it's a real partnership. I mean, you have the employers, you have the teachers, you have the parents. Everybody has to collaborate for these children. I mean, it really is a team effort all the way through.
Yeah, it definitely is. We're all working together. Everybody's collaborating in a way and bringing their skill sets and making the best experiences for the children that we care for, whether they be their parent or the teacher or us as trainers.
So when you're working directly with the schools or the teachers, so you go to the locations and talk directly with them, or do they come here to the office? Is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. We offer professional development trainings here at the council a few times a month. They can come individually and sign up. And we also do group trainings out at the sites themselves. But then also we do technical assistance, where we have coaches that go into the classrooms and spend time with the teachers and the children.
And you find they learn step by step as they go along the process for childcare, what to do?
Exactly. It's very rewarding to see the growth, the professional growth in the early childhood educators, for sure. Yep.
And it has to be very rewarding for the teacher, and certainly even for the parent, to see their child develop from the time, let's say, they come into this program to the time, let's say, they're in middle school and high school in their college years. The fact that they got that head start with a program like Child Care Council, and that's why you're so valuable.
Yes, exactly, because we're setting the foundation for later learning.
That's very important. 50 years again, you're going to be celebrating as of October. You've been celebrating that anniversary all year long. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it's been 50 years? I mean, it just goes to show you what a big presence this organization has in the county and in the Hudson Valley region.
Yeah, I was actually surprised myself. I've been here, like I said, over 7 years, and I didn't realize they were around for 50 years. Yeah.
And we should let everybody know that the gala is coming up. It's going to be October 18th. It's going to be at Captain Lawrence in Elmsford, and certainly if anybody wants more information, they can log on to the website, or they can call, not only about that, but also if they're interested in having their child be a part of this program. Do you still get inquiries every day?
Well, we have a resource and referral department, where parents can call and inquire information about programs that would fit their financial needs or their personal interests and what they want for their children.
Yeah, let's talk about that, too, because regardless of income, it's not a criteria to get your child into this program, regardless of what the needs may be?
No, we were able to find a place for every single child, no matter what income level the family is coming from.
Yeah. That's very important. There's no means testing for that?
No, it's not my department, so I'm not as familiar with the work that they do there, but no, they interview the parent and they find out what their needs are, and there's a database that helps us decide the best program for that family and that child.
Well, if anybody wants more information, we will give the website information, Dana. Again, it's childcarewestchester.org. That's childcarewestchester.org. And they can call during the week as well, Monday through Friday, right?
Exactly. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
All right. Dana Wallace, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations to you on winning I Love My Office and continued success to this organization.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being here today.
We appreciate it. Dana Lawless, ladies and gentlemen. Again, she's Assistant Director of Provider Services for the Child Care Council of Westchester. We appreciate you having her on. And all of our guests today, congratulations again to you, Child Care Council of Westchester, on winning I Love My Office, again celebrating 50 years as well. This has been I Love My Office, and it's been brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerineck, Oasis Day Spa of Dobbs Ferry, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina of White Plains, MSM Designs of Tarrytown, the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, and Jay Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr. And by the way, coming soon next month, as a matter of fact, PM Amusements and Special Events and Edible of East Chester. And just a reminder, this has been Westchester Talk Radio. We're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can always follow us on Instagram. You certainly can. Westchester Talk Radio. Well, that's Shark Creative, that is. And my name is Jim Cleefield. On behalf of my entire crew, Maddie the K, Matt K, and Mixmaster Matt, thank you so much, my buddy. And to Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media and Shark Creative, thanks for setting this up for us. And thank you, our home audience as well. We couldn't do without you. This has been Westchester Talk Radio. This is Jim Cleefield speaking, saying so long. We'll see you next time.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.